We're going to do a little live music Friday on a Thursday, because we already did a Carnival Wagon on a Thursday. Now it's live music Friday on a Thursday. That is Deep Cricket Night right there. They're in the studio with us right now. And we're doing that because tomorrow we'll be on the World Wide Web. The show will be on the World Wide Web as the White Sox have their last doubleheader of the season tomorrow here. Or tomorrow on the road, right? Aren't they on the road?
Yeah.
They're on the...
They are here.
They're here. That's
here.
What I meant.
Yeah, that's what you meant. Not
Tigers.
The road,
big games with the Tigers, right?
Right, exactly. I knew that. Thank you, Carm. Appreciate it.
We're all over it.
I got all worked out. I'm just looking at my schedule, and I get, you know, is it the black box or the white box? I'm totally confused. Anyway, the point here is that, so we're doing a lot of the stuff that we would do on a Friday, on a Thursday here, and then tomorrow, if you want to join us, starting at 3 o'clock, from 3 to 6 tomorrow, we are going to be at WGNradio.com, as well as any of the other ways you can get us. By using TuneIn. You ask your smart speaker to play WGN Radio on TuneIn, or you can use a WGN app. We always suggest that as well. So, and that's where we will be. And those shows on the World Wide Web tend to be a little wilder than the shows on the radio, for reasons that I think you could probably understand. All right, so Deep Cricket Night is here. I don't want to take any more of their time trying to explain this stuff, because they are... I love this. They are a mix of indie, alt-country, Americana, dark folk, all of that. And it says here, and I want you to explain this to you. I'm going to leave it up to either one of you who want to handle this, Lance or Jamie. You are, then I hope I have this right, a wormhole between the 1890s and today.
That's what the guy said, I don't know, about 10 years ago, Time Out Chicago or something. That was his Donnie Darko-esque interpretation of
1890s.
Our music. So he was probably enjoying himself in many different ways when he wrote that one, which is fine. You know, that's completely fine.
But is it worth?
I never asked, and mm-hmm. we just saw it and were like, yeah, that's all usable. Right.
But it does sound like something Lance would say anyway.
It is kind of a thing, right? I mean,
it makes you wonder, curious about what your sound is, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for wormholes.
You know, wormhole.
See, that's the thing. I was thinking to myself, I don't know if I want to be called a wormhole ever. I mean, I've been called a worm, mm-hmm. and I've been called another word that has hole in it, but never
but
a wormhole.
No.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea
don't
of that.
Don't see it often. Mm-hmm.
But as the
before
Einstein
it.
Connotation, I guess we can go with that.
I'm trying to explain string theory to my
nine-year-old. This is like Terrence Howard trying to explain how he's going to build a planet. I don't know if you saw that from the Emmy's red carpet.
Venus,
but,
was
oh,
it?
Yes, Saturn, I think.
Saturn. Yeah.
Something was happening there.
Yes, yeah. I don't know. Whatever, that's the same
he
thing.
He understood it. That's what's important.
Right. So, or Kanye's got that, too. Every once in a while, mm-hmm. Kanye will do it like a deep explainer on something, and mm-hmm. you're like, you lost me at hello. So, all
that's
right.
Works.
You guys are going to be at the 7th Annual Edgewater Arts Festival to benefit Edgewater Artists in Motion. It's a 2-day festival for art lovers. Go to edgewaterartists.com, all one word, edgewaterartists.com. And that is, of course, up in the Edgewater neighborhood of Chicago. That's why they call it that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
easy to
Sunday,
find.
Right,
when
exactly.
You call it that, you can get there.
It's going to be on Granville between Broadway and Sheridan, if you're just trying to imagine it in your mind. All right. So, all right, Wormhole. What is it that you guys, you have a new album coming out?
We do, entitled Blue Insomnia Hex. It comes out in November. Our record release show is the 8th of November at Montrose Saloon. So, digital for sure will be done. Vinyl, I'll probably be running to my pressing plant that day and loading it all in my car just in time for the show.
Is there a pressing plant still here?
Chicago Smash Plastic is actually doing the pressing. They've been around for about 9-10 months now, and they're highly regarded, and they're the only local vinyl pressing plant other than somebody's basement or something.
And how do those sell for you? I know they're so popular, vinyl, but I mean, do you do a lot of vinyl sales?
This is the first time we're doing vinyl, actually.
Okay.
We've always done CDs and digital in the past, you know, streaming, but this is going to be streaming and vinyl. I still have a ton of records. I love vinyl, I love analog.
Mm-hmm.
This guy right here actually recorded and, for the most part, mixed this record as well.
Just to be clear, he pointed at Jamie, not me.
No, yeah. It was not in your direction at all, right, whatsoever.
Yeah.
Nor was I pointing to a wormhole.
Hey, wait a second. That's my wormhole. Hey, what is the what do you find to be the advantage of vinyl?
You could eat breakfast on it. It certainly looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
The artwork is—it's a package.
True.
Yeah, just it's
something that
something
people
else.
Don't get anymore. You know, people download
touch
song
and
now.
Feel it.
You know, used to be a whole thing.
Yeah, the notes or the art that
you
would come
read
in.
The notes, oh, yeah. People, mm-hmm. were, stuff you didn't know about. Now you know everything about everybody. So
right, because it's on your phone.
You find out anything you want.
Yeah.
You know, before it was all mysterious. Look at these pictures. These guys, the art on it was the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a budget for art.
Yeah,
that's true. All right, what do you want to do for us?
We're going to do which is and will be the first song on the record called "Couldn't Whisper If You Tried." Darling, when the candle lights your face, there's a time we feel far float around it, like the morning never is our fate. All the summer dreams we have are love and boundless. Any moment I might say, well, I can tell you my heart's right in place. All of a sudden seems like home when you are around it. And all the times I stranded us in place, all the while the words were lost and tied to silence. In a moment I might say, you couldn't whisper if you tried. In the kicking door, well that's my faith. You couldn't whisper if you tried. Kicking door, well, that's my faith. Darling, when the candle lights your face, there's a time we feel far float around it, like the morning never lights the way. All the summer dreams we have are right beside us. You could whisper if you tried. In the kicking door, well, that's my faith. You couldn't whisper if you tried. In the kicking door, well, that's my faith.
Deep Cricket Night. You can see them at the 7th Annual Edgewater Arts Festival. Benefit Edgewater Artists in Motion. More of their music coming your way. But first, let's find out from Kim what's happening in the newsroom at the bottom of the hour.
Row, it may sound impossible, but another fast food restaurant has taken a sandwich. Beyond Meat will explain coming up.
Oh, this is very exciting. I actually like that product. Believe it or not, because I'm not the person who's supposed to like that sort of thing, and yet I do. The traffic being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
For the news at 10, watch WGN. Michael Mater, Joe Donlin, Dan Rohn, and Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling. For TV News at 10, watch Chicago's very own WGN.
Deep Cricket Night is here. It's live music Friday on a Thursday. Don't ask. It's complicated. Tomorrow, we're on the World Wide Web. If you want to listen to this show starting at 3 o'clock, we will be at WGNradio.com and the WGN app or anywhere you can find us on TuneIn, whatever device you have that works out that way. The 7th Annual Edgewater Arts Festival is this weekend, and it's benefiting Edgewater Artists in Motion, and Deep Cricket Night is going to be one of the featured performers there, and they are amazing. They are. It says here that they are a wormhole to 1890. That's what it says. And
I don't hear wormhole when I hear them, but yeah. That's okay.
Nor do we churn butter.
But, so what do you want to play for us now?
We're going to do a song off of our record from 3 years ago, Swimming Heart, called Dance Around Town.
Here you go. Deep Cricket Night.
The happier you come my way, turn it on and frayed, whispering dreams you like a flower, a diamond dusk unchained. Gonna dance around town till the streetlights call her name. She's kicking it two winds blind, staying all days of wine, whispering love you like the hour just can't ever taste. Gonna dance around town till the streetlights call our name. Won't see me, just throw me down the key, whispering love you like a flower, a diamond dusk unchained. Gonna dance around town till the streetlights call my name. She's kicking it two winds blind, staying all days of wine, whispering love you like the hour just can't ever face. Gonna dance around town till the streetlights call our name. Time to stand all day and unwind, whispering love you like a flower, a diamond dusk unchained. Gonna dance around town till the streetlights call our name. gonna dance around town till the streetlights call our name. Gonna dance around town till the streetlights call our name.
Deep Cricket Night, right there. Wow, that is that's really something, right there. You have to, there's a it's dark and light all at the same time. How'd you do that?
It's the force, you know. It's a juxtaposition between the dark and the light side. No, our stuff tends to be, well, the name I think probably tips you off that
Deep Cricket Night,
the arty side, but. The meaning of the name really is, it actually was a song that I wrote a long, long, long time ago when I was in school at Indiana University, undergrad, in another lifetime. And the song was called Deep Cricket Night, but when this band started back in 2004, naming a band is the equivalent of band pictures. 90% of them are bad. the Rolling Stones doesn't just happen. You know, it happens. Joy Division. I mean, you get cool names and then everybody's making bad names from there. The whole idea behind Deep Cricket Night is kind of like being, you know, that symphony of music as you fall asleep in a tent, kind of like the crickets are on each side of you, stereo, left and right, and you're fading and fading and fading and fading, and that's really kind of the esoteric meaning behind the name.
I hear it.
That assumes that I've ever been in a tent.
Yeah.
So that's a separate
issue. Is that glamping? Do you do tents for glamping? When you have the chandelier, sometimes it's hard to hear the sounds.
That's really true. All right. Well, Lance Drake and Jimmy Delgadillo?
Yeah.
All right.
It's Jaime, actually.
Jaime. All right.
He calls me Bug.
Bug. Thank you, Bug. Thank you for being here. Amazing
stuff.
Go see them at the 7th Annual Edgewater Arts Festival. Go to the website there, edgewaterartists.com. It's got all of the data. And if you want to go see Deep Cricket Night, all their show times are going to be there on the World Wide Web. Thank you so much for being here, gentlemen.
Guys.
Can I make one final shameless plug?
Sure.
For information about the band, deepcricketnight.com, probably not a big shock. We are fine, upstanding young men who, well, not young, but pay our taxes and do all that good stuff. But we have an Indiegogo campaign happening right now for Blue Insomnia Hex, our record, the vinyl in particular. Should you be so inclined, not only will your contribution get you good music, we feel, but you'll get product. So,
all right.
Very cool.
That's very